Welcome, everyone, to Aging into Joy by Living from the Inside Out. I think I've chosen a kind of fascinating topic for today. I have been on my journey to self-discovery, have been exploring different aspects of my life, and those of you who have listened to previous podcasts know that. And so this is all about figuring out, who am I? And what was I conditioned to that truly does not belong to me? And how can I get underneath that to find out who I truly am and what meaning my life has for me and what my purpose is? Today I'm going to talk about quirks. When I was out on the land for my third adventure, it was a really incredible experience, so deeply riveting in that I saw myself with new eyes. And it's kind of like T.S. Eliot's quote about arriving in the place that you started for the first time. So I'm seeing myself far deeper than my body, my perceptions, other people's perceptions of me, and their judgments of me. So working to be able to let that go is one giant step into self-discovery. And if life isn't about that, I don't know what it's about. It's kind of interesting. So today I'm thinking I want to talk about quirkiness because most of us have quirks. You know, it's kind of our imperfect self. And when we embrace it without judging it, it's actually very distinguishing and unique to ourselves. For instance, when my kids were growing up, you know, teenagers, I had a tendency to exaggerate what I was looking at or what my experience was. So, for instance, I could see an awesome bed of flowers blooming in the spring with all the colors that I love and call them grand. These are just grand. And my kids would give me feedback that I really overused that word. I sometimes will say things like, this is the best I've ever had or the best I've ever experienced. And sometimes I'll hear the feedback, you always say that, Mom. So that's, you know, small quirkiness. And it can go into bigger places, kind of like with Virginia Woolf. You know, she really decided that there'd be no writing, no authoring when she was standing. Leonardo da Vinci had the ability to nap intermittently and not really sleep like most of us do. Animals can even have quirks. Sometimes they'll see something on TV and kind of attack it like it's a threat, and they don't do this except a certain action or even the identity of a certain person coming up may trigger them. Anyhow, quirks are usually something that if we're comfortable with, people sort of get to know us in our uniqueness. But if we're not comfortable with it, then we tend to hide them and we lose something of our natural selves in that process. So I started thinking about how does my quirkiness work for me and how do I become aware of it, and I have to grow my self-awareness. That's the first step to any growth. And so when I was out on the land in the desert, in the Chimayo area of New Mexico, I was able to see myself unfettered, no distractions, no voices, no being talked to, just me and the desert. And becoming self-aware and knowing myself didn't happen just in that 1 week, but I had done other journeys for self-discovery, and each of them built on the other, so that now I was less afraid, quite honestly, to see what I'm composed of. You know, my passions, my weaknesses, my strengths, my interests. And, you know, sometimes we grew up and we've been conditioned to a certain way of being, and we think every other way of being is wrong. Well, that could be your first self-discovery. Is that a false belief? In my book, it is. There are many ways to be in the world. We each just have to figure out which one speaks to us, which one says, this belongs to me. This is what I brought in to the world with me. When I can be self-aware and start growing in the self-knowledge of who I am, I can begin to accept myself. I can also reject myself, but I don't recommend that because there is no perfection in this world. And striving for it causes us to miss out on the present moments that can be filled with gifts, even when things go awry, even when mistakes happen. You have heard probably how a mistake can be an opportunity, and that is the truth. It can be a huge opportunity, but we have to be open to seeing that. So when I am in self-acceptance, I begin to be comfortable with my quirks, with the things that kind of define me in a unique way. And so I want you to think about, in your own mind, what are your quirks? You know, just make a note, ask that question so that you don't forget to kind of go back to it. You know, quirkiness, like when kids are quirky, they make us laugh. They make us smile. We say, oh, that's just him or her. And so if we can let that judgment, that critical ego go, let it get out of the way, then we can see ourselves with new eyes for who we really are. And what a gift that is. That's where joy comes in. That's where, oh, I can't believe this is what I love. This is my freedom. I feel so joyful right now because I am being the person I was meant to be. I have somehow crawled out from all the blankets of conditioning that have been put onto me. You know, be this, do that, be polite, don't ask questions, you know, choose a career that will help you earn a lot of money. Artists never make any money. They can't support themselves in life. You know, you must go to college. If you're thinking out of the box, that's too much. People can't understand that. It makes you weird. And on and on and on. So here's the big, big question. What makes another person who is seeing me through their perception right? Who says they're right? And quite honestly, even our parents, who we love, who said they were right? When I look back, I was wrong a lot of times. And I wish I could have those moments to kind of apply my new wisdom about how to be in relationship with my children. But I still have that opportunity now that they're adults, and I don't pass it up, because all we have, all of us, is the present, the very cherished present moment. And if we start to worry about what's next, what's in the future, what should I study, I think the future is a thief to the present moment, and so is the past, which is done. We can't go back and change anything. We can learn from it. We can respect it. We can acknowledge we did our best. We can acknowledge we could have done better. But now, since I can't go back, I'll do better now. I'll make adjustments now. I'll start to grow, and I'll start to choose instead of feeling put upon. Instead of feeling I need to meet other people's expectations of me. So, in situations where you may be a little different, you really have to find self-acceptance to be comfortable with those differences. In other words, you don't wait for people to accept who you are. You accept who you are. And that's a huge transition in your growth. When our quirks are not appreciated by those around us, and if they try to change us to fit in, to be more like everyone else, that feedback, what does it tell you? What does it say to you? It says you're not good enough the way you are. So change and be more like us. And that's the first wrong turn we make on our journey. Trying to be like someone else is such a flaw in our thinking, is such a false belief. But our need for belongingness and our need as social beings to belong and included in a group or a family or a workplace is so strong that we already have been raised and conditioned in certain patterns, so it's easy for us to stay on that bus. Then at some point in our life, as young adults, I'm not going to name an age, but somewhere in your late 20s, 30s, 40s, you begin to see that it does not pay off for you to be like someone else. It does not pay off for you to please or placate anyone, because you're betraying yourself. So when it comes to an aspect of you like your quirks, you don't want to give them up. You want to like who you are. And if these quirks kind of are natural to your beingness, embrace them. When people are nudging us to improve our weaknesses, what about our strengths that are natural, that we came into this world with? If being what they say we should be doesn't access our strengths, we're going to be unhappy. We're going to be in a world of mediocrity, because my heart and soul is not in what I'm doing and being. So a quirk is something that tells us what a natural part of us is. I think it's so important for us to recognize that there are intersections in life that tell us which direction to go in, but we have to be present and we have to be aware. So for instance, where my passion and my strength intersect, And I'm looking to see what I want to be as I enter adulthood. That's a good place to start with my strengths and my passion. People who work with their passion and depend on their strengths for their success, for their satisfaction, are pretty happy people doing what they do. But if you fall into something that is super practical but has nothing to do with your strengths or passion, you risk really not just being unhappy, but you risk losing who you are to the process of being in this place that is not natural to you. So, where's the sweet spot? Besides our strengths and weaknesses, it's okay to be different. Give yourself permission to be different. If you're with people who are out of the box and you're in the box, make that okay. If you're with people who are in the box and you're out of the box, make that okay. If they don't accept in either situation who you are, then change your environment. Those people will not support your growth, and you will never experience the choices you need to make to grow yourself. So I'm going to leave you with a few questions, and I hope you'll consider the points I made as they will nurture your journey into identifying your authentic self. So some of the questions I have is identify your quirks. Think about how other people have responded to them. Put that aside, other people's reactions to your quirks, and see if you can get at what you yourself feel and think and react to the distinguishing aspects of who you are. Do you like them? Do you kind of enjoy that aspect of yourself? Do your quirks allow you to express the unique part of who you are? Does it make you smile? Do you laugh when you're in that mode of being quirky? Do they make you feel proud that you're a little bit different from others? Or do you shrink from that and hide it because you think you're too different? Do you admire other people who have quirks that stand out from others? Or do you criticize them because they're outside the norm? And then what is the norm today? I can tell you it's not what it was even 10 years ago. Everything is changing. So it's really great if you could sit down and journal and talk about what's changed in your life and what changes do you need to make to honor the truth of who you are in the current world. Are you hiding or are you open? Are you comfortable with yourself or are you in discomfort being yourself? Of course, when we reach a place where we're pretty comfortable and we expand that place, we leave that comfort zone, it does feel uncomfortable, but we shouldn't shrink from that. We should stay in that place. And with a little bit of repetition, guess what? Your comfort zone expands. You're not constricted. You're expanding. Staying in your comfort zone equals no growth. So anticipate some discomfort and be positive about it. And know that we all need to go through this, and we'll go through it uniquely in our own way and many of us will get through with our quirks. So I hope you enjoyed this. Have a very good day. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.